now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. I am Pastor Roland, and this is a very special program. I help people deal with stress. You see, what happens to us is that we fall away from our own inner ground of good. We fall away from God. We fall away from our intuition, from what we know in our heart is right. And we become externalized. It happens when we become emotional, when we become upset, when we become angry, and when we become resentful. And it also happens when we begin to doubt what we know in our heart is right. And then we change. We change. We change for the worse. Now, I just made a very beautiful meditation. I made a brand new meditation about stress. It's for people who are suffering from stress or from the symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. But you see, we all suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Because what the stress really is the stress of someone or something separating us from our own ground of good. It's that simple. And after that, we begin to change, we begin to adapt to that which changed us. We become adapted to the world. Look, let me give you a couple of examples. I'm sure you can all remember when you were a little child and you were happy and carefree and innocent and sweet, and you jumped from bed every morning and ran barefoot over the cliff looking forward to a day of discovery. But something went wrong. Somewhere along the line, somebody made you angry and resentful. Maybe your mom yelled at you, or your dad wasn't there for you, or you went to school and kids were mean, or the teacher was cruel to you, or, see, your older brother was mean to you. And you began to become hateful. You became resentful. You resented people, the bullies at school, the pressure. See, nobody seemed to have understanding. A lot of people were mean. Maybe they rejected you. And so you began to change. You changed for the worse. Eventually you became like them. A lot of people, you know, we go to high school, we're still innocent, and we go to work somewhere. And then what happens? Well, we see some big injustice. Somebody's promoted that doesn't deserve to be promoted, and we're passed over. And meanwhile, somebody's saying something bad about us, spreading gossip behind our back, and so on. See? Or we have a boyfriend and we loved him, or we had a girlfriend, and all of a sudden we found out he betrayed us or she betrayed us, and then what happens? And we begin to have negative thoughts about these things. We think, well, there is no good, there's no truth, there's no love, there's no this, there's no that. See? We begin to doubt what we knew in our heart was right when we were little children. See? And then we become hardened. Yes, as people become resentful, as they become ambitious through resentment, they say, I'll show them, I'll prove to them, I'll get even with them. One time a guy wrote a book called Is There Life After High School? I don't know, this was about 30, 40 years ago. But it was a very popular book at the time. It's called Is There Life After High School? He interviewed people that became famous, you know, that became presidents or vice presidents or famous people. And it turns out that in high school, you know, they got defeated. They ran for an office and were defeated, or somebody said to them, "You're never going to succeed. You know, you'll never make it." Blah 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 blah, and they became resentful. They became hateful. They said, "I'll show them." See, so the rest of their life they spent trying to prove to somebody in high school, to their high school enemy, that. They're better than him. You see what I mean? Well, it's ridiculous. They wasted their whole life. Sure, they may have become compensated and had some success in a worldly way, but they wasted their whole life. They never became what they could have become. See? So, you don't want to become resentful. You don't want to become bitter. You don't want to become hateful. You don't want to doubt what you know in your heart. And then, you get what the good Lord intended for you to be, and you won't have conflict. And you'll be happy. I'll be right.
most react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is the Roland Trujillo Show, also called Talk to a Pastor. Yes, I am a pastor. I am a pastor, but I understand the things of which I speak. I understand them thoroughly. And they're very simple. And I'd like to help you is what I'm here for. I'd like to help you. I would like to help you to overcome stress. So now do you see what stress is? Stress is something on the outside that is like what the person, usually it's a person, and later, of course, the extensions of that person, the circumstances or substances or symbols or things, you know, surrounding that person, that stressed you, that tempted you, in other words, see, to change, tempted you to resent, tempted you to doubt in the first place, see? That's a stress. And so later, when you're around a person like that, see, who intimidates you, who upsets you, well, then you're stressed again, see? And then things in the scene, you know, things in the scene also begin to stress. I'll never forget when I was a boy, young teenager, my mom and my stepdad went to San Francisco, and when they were there, something happened. It was a vacation, but something happened where they had this, some kind of a huge, must have been an argument or something, I really don't know, but something really, really, really big happened between them. And then all of a sudden, lo and behold, my mom, from that moment on, she had allergies. She never had allergies before. Now, I guarantee you that there was a huge trauma, a huge traumatic scene, something really bad, you know, was said between them, or my stepdad did something, or she thought he did something that upset her very badly. And after that, she became allergic, overly sensitive to different things in the environment. Well, it happened in the trauma scene. See? I recently read a book. I read two books. I read one about the Bataan Death March and another one called Unbroken, the book about Louis Zamperini, you know, the guy that was shot down in World War II and then was captured and held in a prison camp for a couple of years, the Louis Zamperini story. But anyway, they told in, I believe it was that book, it told that when they got back, these men that had been in a prison camp, they came back and one of them seemed to be okay. They were all suffering from post-traumatic stress. Well, one of them seemed to be okay, but then all of a sudden he was in a restaurant and the waiter brought a bowl of rice. And that bowl of rice reminded him of when he had been in the prison camp and some prison guard had brought a bowl of rice and he went bananas. He went bonkers. He fell apart at the seams. See, that because of what that bowl of rice brought back the scene, the traumatic scene. So undoubtedly, my mother, whenever she was around some kind of pollen or something that was in the scene of the trauma, that trauma scene in San Francisco, well then, all of a sudden she began reacting to it. See? So that's a physical aspect, or you could call it physical or psychosomatic, see? Or bio-spiritual aspect of stress. So there's that. And, you know, people that are in war, theaters of war and so on, well, they have flashbacks and things like that. But that's only part of it, and that is not the biggest part, if you want to know the truth. The biggest part, the biggest thing, is the spiritual aspect, that the trauma is a change, see? And the change is for the worse. And the change is a result of hating doubting, hating and doubting, resenting other people, resenting what we see, resenting what happened to us, what we see happening, and doubting. In other words, doubting God, doubting good, doubting truth, doubting people. It's a loss of confidence. And it also involves, see, now that is, can you see how when we hate, that separates love? Our ground of being, love flows from our ground of being, which is from God. And truth is what we know in our heart. Truth is also there. Love and truth are there in our ground of being. And from them, see, and from them we flow and develop. We flow and develop and grow and mature as creatures of love and creatures of truth. But what happens when we fall away from them? Then we become what? We become creatures of the world, creatures of hate, creatures of resentment, creatures of upset, creatures of trauma, creatures of doubt. See? So we doubt God, doubt goodness, resent other people. See? We're separated from our ground of being. And then we begin to adapt to the cruel world. We begin to adapt and change to be like the very ones that tempted and stressed us in the first place. You see how that works? So the secret is to get back to your ground of being, to find your way back to your inner ground of good. See? To get out of your thinking, out of your imagination, out of your daydreams and night, which become nightmares. Out of your emotions, all your negative emotions, out of your negative thoughts, to get out of them, to stand back and observe them without being lost in them, and to reconnect with your inner ground of good, to become recentered. Okay? That's very important. Now, when you are recentered, when you reconnect with your inner ground of good, then you have a light. Light from God is available. Light and love and warmth are available from God. Now this may, you know, this sounds all very spiritual and very religious, but it's also very true. And you can see that it's true by the opposite. In other words, by what happens to you when you're not grounded, when you're not centered, when you don't flow from love because you became resentful and hateful and you doubted and got out into the world and became upset. And see, then you lost your true identity. You lost your true identity. And you looked for it out in the world. See, but you never found your true self. You don't find it out there. All you become is something like other people, but you're not even like them. You're a phony version of them, an imitation of them. See. So there you are, years later. You're an imitation of people that you hated in the first place, and you're not even a good imitation of them. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. You've got to get back to your ground of being and begin to flow from it again. But a couple of good things will happen. Number one, when you have this light, this inner light, you begin to see things as they are, see? And you'll be able to reject the doubts and the hates and the negative thought. You'll be able to reject them, just observe that they're wrong and see that they're error and not have anything to do with them. You'll be able to see people without hating them. You'll be calmer, see? Then you go out in the world, you'll be more calm. But then a thing happens. Then as your past surfaces, as those memories surface from the past, traumatic memories, you'll be able to deal with them now in the light. You'll have the light to help you deal with them. I'll be right back.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 2, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 82, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, how do I know what I know? How do I know what I know? I know a lot. But you see, I am a talking conscience. I'm a talking intuition. I am in touch with my intuition, with my ground of being, and I flow from it. See? And I turn the microphone on and I start talking. And this is what I say. What I'm saying is, I'm describing what has happened to all of us. And I'm giving you the clue as to how to recover. It is to get back in touch with this ground of good of which I am speaking and from which I am flowing. See? All right. Now, I said that two wonderful things happen when you get back in touch with your inner ground of good. And incidentally, the meditation is very important. We have a very special meditation here. It's a very simple meditation. It's a Judeo-Christian meditation, but you don't have to be a Christian to practice it. You can be just a person. You don't even have to be religious. But if you are Christian, then it'll be fine because it's based upon Christian principles. It's based upon principles of goodwill, you know, what they call the perennial philosophy, that are good for people of goodwill from all over the world. It doesn't matter where you're from. You could be from Saudi Arabia, or you could be from Iraq, or from Ireland, or from Pakistan, or from Nigeria, or from Venezuela, Costa Rica, or Japan, or Russia, or India, or you could be from anywhere, Philippines, doesn't matter. It'll work for you if you have goodwill, if you really are interested in the truth. If you want to get back to the truth again, and you're willing to give up pride and give up being resentful, well, then it'll work for you just fine. It'll help you. Now, I said two beautiful things happen. Number one, it'll help you to calm down. You go out in the world without becoming upset. See, the problem is now you go out and become upset because all of these things that you, everything you encounter, now is a symbol of some past trauma for you. Your mind is just filled with millions and millions and millions of these little micro traumas and big traumas. You know, when you resented your mom, you resented your dad, you resented your friends, somebody said something, they shocked you, they upset you, they angered you, they this, they're that, you did this and you did that, you ran like a coward, you didn't stand up for principle, you didn't do what was right, you copped out, you took drugs, you did whatever, all these things. See, all traumas, and then in the trauma scene, your mind photographs the scene, and then you have the typical post-traumatic stress thing where everything becomes a symbol. So just like my mom, who became allergic after the big trauma scene in San Francisco with her husband, you go out in the world, and you're sensitive to many things. You're sensitive to them. They upset you, and so on and so forth. But if you could learn to meditate, be able to go out in the world and observe things without becoming upset by what you see, that's number one. Number two, you'll learn how to have more patience with people. And number three, as these things from the past begin to surface, as they surface, instead of trying to struggle with them yourself, which is what you always did, you resented the memories, see, you tried to repress them and suppress them and so on, you tried to self-medicate them away and so on and so forth. Now you'll be able to just observe them, you'll stand back and observe them in the light. And now the light of truth, the light from God, this inner light in which we all have, now it will deal with the memory, it will deal with the trauma, it will deal with the symptoms. And in short order, before you know it, you'll find yourself better. I know it sounds like magic, and it is, but it works. I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Roland.
Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love, and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are again. Now, look, I've given you some clues. I've showed you how resentment is part of your problem and doubt. Oh, and yes, one other thing I want to talk to. Another form of separation from our inner ground of good. It has to do with resenting ourselves. See, a lot of us, we've been in a situation where we copped out. See? Whether it's in a theater of war, whether it's on a school playground, see? Whether it's in an office, wherever it is, out on the streets, could be anywhere, could be on a golf course, where we copped out. See, we didn't say what we should have said. We didn't stand for principle. See, we sheepishly gave in for perks or for profit or to get along. See, or we did some things. We actually went along with a group, with a gang, or with someone who told us to do some things, and we did some things that weren't nice. We did some things that hurt other people. See? Or we just became very angry and upset, and we were cruel to someone, or we betrayed them, or we left them. You left your wife, you left your child. You see what I mean? And now you look back upon these, and you try to deal with it yourself. Egotistically, you deal with it by what? By hating yourself. You can't bear to see the truth about what you did. You can't bear, see? You can't bear it. What do? You hate yourself. You blame other people, but mainly you turn it upon yourself and hate yourself. Well, that has to go. You have to stop hating yourself. You have to see that you were set up. You were set up to become malleable. As soon as you were emotionalized and upset when you were a little child, you began to become worldly and hypnotizable, malleable, and programmable. And before you knew it, you started to do things and say things and to adapt and to conform and to go along with the world. And so you did some wrong things. Well, now you see that they were wrong. Now, don't try to save yourself. Don't try to fix it. Don't try to make yourself right. And by hating yourself, see, that doesn't help anything. It's just another ego way of avoiding God's light. Yes, that's right. It's another way of avoiding the humbling light of truth. You need to learn to just see these things that you did. Whatever you did that wasn't right, you just have to learn to see it without hating yourself, without hating other people, without trying to change the past. Just see it. Bear the little bit of pain for seeing the truth about yourself. Let the light deal with it. See? What does it say in the Bible? The beautiful verse, it said, cast your cares upon God, for he cares for you. Cast your troubles upon, or your anxieties and your troubles upon God, because he cares for you. See? But you don't know that he cares for you because you've always tried to deal with it yourself. You've always tried to fix your own messes. You've tried to save yourself. You thought maybe by crying big crocodile tears or doing lots of volunteer work or by hating yourself, by doing something rather, you could make things right. Well, now you know that it doesn't work that way. You need to stand back and simply see what you did that wasn't right. Bear the little bit of pain for seeing it, and don't try to do anything about it. You'll come to understand what I'm talking about if you begin the meditation. So I'd like to recommend that you go to, let's see, why don't you go to my Talk to a Pastor site, mypastorchat.com, www.mypastorchat.com. Why don't you go there and see if you can find out about the new meditation that I made. Or just try the old meditation, which is also very good. Any meditation that I make is good. Doesn't matter. They're all good. But I really like the new one. It's about stress. Meditation for stress. It's very, very beautiful. Very helpful. I also have some free books, free articles, free audio, a lot of things that will help you to start to get better. This is Roland.
It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal. We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the Donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you.
There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Also have a new book called The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, 300 pages. It's over a 300-page book about marriage and about relationships. Oh, boy. Now, there's another sticky wicket. We all have relationship problems, don't we? Well, whether it's courtship, whether it's dating, whether it's marriage, whether it's problems in marriage, whether it's reconciliation, whether it's your second marriage, see, whether it's a long-term relationship or a short-term relationship, you need to get this book. Boy, it's a good read. You can get my book and just sit back and relax and have a nice glass of iced tea and just enjoy it. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's Roland Trujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.